奉主耶稣基督圣名，开始我们的祷告会。
In the Lord Jesus, we shall commence the prayer session.
我们来请唱诗234首。
Let's sing hymn 234.
Hymn
talks about the incident whereby Jacob fled from his home.
请问雅各那时候几岁?
How old was Jacob at that time?
70. 那时候雅各几岁?
How old was Jacob when he fled away from home?
甚至没有写。
The Bible didn't record that.
但是要用算的。
But you can calculate it.
雅各死的时候几岁?
How old was Jacob when he died?
好了，不用查了哈。
Okay, forget about it. Right?
祷告比较重要哈。
I think it's more important to pray.
他跑的时候超76岁。
When he left, he was about 76.
很老了。
Quite an old man.
所以你想像一个老头子在旷野跑步。
So you can imagine an old man running in the wilderness.
因为他哥哥要杀他。
Because his elder brother wants to kill him.
因为听说他很狡诈。
Because allegedly he was quite deceitful.
但是我并不认为哈。
But not according to me.
我觉得他是为义受逼迫。
To me, I thought that in my mind, yeah, he was suffering for the sake of righteousness.
因为他并没有做错。
Because he did nothing wrong.
本来福气就是他的。
Because blessings was originally supposed to be his.
他救了他爸爸一次。
He once saved his father.
所以他爸爸本来以为是说祝福错人。
His father thought that he blessed the wrong son.
所以他爸爸第一次呢，非常的惊讶。
So the first time his father was very surprised.
说到底是什么人来夺了你的福气？
So he said, in actual fact, who has taken away the blessing?
我们来请看创世纪的27章。
Let's look at Genesis 27.
其实希伯来书对这段故事有个解释。
In actual fact, the book of Hebrews has an explanation, a commentary on this story. He said, because Esau loved the world, that's why he was not blessed. Although he cried, he could not return, he could not cause his father's mind to return. Let's see Genesis 27:34.
以扫听到他父亲的话，叫放声痛哭。
When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry. 35.
以撒说：“你兄弟已经用诡计将你的福分夺去了。
”As he said, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing.
在第33节。
Verse 33.
以撒就大大的战惊。
Isaac trembled exceedingly.
说到底是谁拿油来给我吃呢
？He said, who?Brought meat to me.
我已经为他祝福了，而且他也会蒙福。
And I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed.
所以当以撒第一次知道说，哎，那个人是亚，是别人，他吓了一跳。
When Isaac realized that he has blessed someone else, he was quite surprised.
那时候呢，以扫呢就放声大哭了。
But that time, Esau cried bitterly.
那以撒就说，哎呀，你兄弟用诡计。将这个福气拿去
了。So Isaac said, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing.
因为以撒并不知道以扫已经将长子名分卖掉了。
Because Isaac had no idea that previously Esau had already sold his birthright to his brother.
所以36节以扫就讲出来了。
So 36, he said, in verse 36, he said,
他说他叫做雅各，不正是对的了。
Is he not rightly named Jacob?
因为他骗了我两次。
Because he supplanted me this two times.
这是以扫说的。
This is what Esau said.
圣经没有这么说。
The Bible did not say.
圣经说是因为以扫贪爱世界。
But the Bible says, because Esau loved the world.
所以他将他的名分卖掉了。
So he sold his birthright.
雅各不是用骗的啊。
Jacob did not deceive, use deceit.
希伯来书的结论。
But that's the conclusion in the book of Hebrews.
他从前夺了我的长子的名分。
And see, he took away my birthright.
现在又夺了我福气了。
And now he has taken away my blessing.
所以当以撒听到以扫这么说的话。
So after Isaac heard what Esau said.
以撒非常的欢喜。
Isaac was quite glad.
因为他没有祝福错人。
Because he did not bless the wrong person.
原来你将长子名分卖掉了。
Okay, so.I see you have sold your birthright already.
所以雅各只是来拿他本来就应该拿的福分。
So Jacob came to get what he was entitled to.
因为如果说二十七章以撒断定雅各是用欺骗的手段来拿到这个福分。
Because if in chapter 27 Isaac has determined that Jacob has got the blessings through deceit,
他应该会很生气了。
He should be very angry indeed.
说你怎么可以用欺骗的方法来？
Now, how can you deceive me and obtain this blessing?
28章
chapter 28.
28章以撒叫雅各来。
Chapter 28, Isaac called Jacob and blessed him.
然后给他祝福呢更多。
And blessed him even more.
在27章他并没有祝福他 亚伯拉罕的福气。
In chapter 27, he did not give him the blessing of Abraham.
但是呢，在二十八章，他祝福他亚伯拉罕的福气。
But in 28, he gave him the blessing of Abraham.
所以，如果说以撒二十七章认定雅各是欺骗的，是诡诈的。
If in chapter 27, Isaac had already determined that Jacob used deceit,
二十八章他就不会更加的给他祝福。
Then in chapter 28, he would not have given him more, even more blessings.
而且是他主动叫他过来，再给他祝福。
And it is actually out of Isaac's initiative to call Jacob and bless him.
所以雅各他得到的福气。
So the blessings which Jacob received,
得到他应当得的福气。
He received blessings and title he was entitled to.
逼迫他，要杀他。
But his brother wanted to kill him.
他哥哥自己失去福气不检讨，却要杀他弟弟。
His brother lost his blessing. Not only did he not examine himself, he also wanted to kill his younger brother.
所以神最后跟雅各说。
So at the end, God said to Jacob,
在那一天之前。
Before that day.
你跟神跟人较力，你都得胜利。
When you struggle with man and God, wrestle with man and God, you were victorious.
神认为说，在那个利伯河之前呢，雅各是过一个得胜的人生。
So for God, even he considered Jacob had been leading a life of victory before Bethel.
但是我们却认为说，雅各在这之前呢，是过一个欺骗诡诈的人生。
But for us, we often consider Jacob as leading a life of deceit.
这个跟神的定义不一样。
This is different from what God has defined.
不是吗
？Right?
神。他不是他做他跟神摔跤了
啊！He wrestled with God.
他要神祝福他。
And he insists that God should bless him.
然后神就告诉他这句话。
And so God told him,
你跟神跟人较力，你都得胜。
Now that you are victorious when you wrestle with God and men.
所以你的名字要叫做以色列。
So you are to be called Israel.
不像我们想象说他前半辈子那都是欺骗诡诈。
And so it is unlike in our mind that Jacob's life in the early part of his life is full of deceit.
他在这前半部的得胜，神非常的欢喜。
And God has delight in his victory in his earlier part of life.
因为在某种程度上，他实现了神的应许。
Because he has accomplished the will, the promises of God.
让大的来服侍小的。
The elder one shall serve the younger one.
利百加会行动也是因为这样的关系。
So that's why Rachel acted like that.
但是我们今天总是认为说利百加不动，因为神已经就讲好了嘛，所以应该是也会成就了哈。
But today we don't talk like that because we seldom talk about this.
我们总是说利百加不动一样 会成功嘛。
We often mention that even if Rebecca did nothing, it should be fulfilled.
因为这是神的旨意嘛。
Because that would be the will of God.
所以雅各不应该这样去拿这个福气。
So we say that Jacob should not go and use devious ways to obtain his blessing.
所以你看活该，所以他就要离开家了。
And so that because of his errors, he should leave the house.
你看利百加就是因为这样，所以才一辈子见不到他儿子了。
Because of this, Rebecca would no longer.See his son again.
那我想应该不是这样。
But to me, it might not be like that.
这是我的看法。
This is my personal view.
所以当雅各逃跑。
So upon Jacob's fleeing.
一个狡猾奸诈的人逃跑。
And a deceitful man, a cunning man, he fled.
他爸爸却大大祝福他。
But before that, his father gave him great blessings.
他一跑出去呢，神就向他显现。
And when he left.God appeared to him immediately.
说你无论去哪里，我都会照顾你。
He said, "Wherever you go, I'll be with you."
神总是不会瞎眼的吧？
I'm sure that God is not blind.
神总比我们更知道雅各是什么样的人。
I'm sure that God knows what kind of a person Jacob was.
如果雅各是一个狡猾奸诈，神怎么会这样告诉他呢？
If Jacob is indeed a deceitful or cunning person, how would God say these things to him?
那天晚上，神应该跟他讲说：“你看，就是因为你怎么样，才会今天这个结果。”
That night in the wilderness, God should have said to him, "Look at what you have done. This is what you deserve."
但是不是这样。
But that is not the case.
神那天晚上呢，就向他祝福。
That night, God also blessed Jacob.
答应呢，要永远的跟着他。
And promised that he would be with him forever.
这告诉我们什么？
What is this telling us?
我总觉得说，圣经有很多非常正面的一种教导。
In the Bible, there are many positive teachings.
但是我们常常是往负面的方向去看。
But somehow we always look at these things from a negative perspective.
我们很难从他们身上学习到那能够感动我们的那种过程。
We found it very difficult to learn something which actually can move us.
所以当我唱234首。
So when I sing hymn number
234,
I can imagine how a 76 or 77 years old man wandering in the wilderness. Why must he run in the wilderness? Because he has already received the blessings belonging to the firstborn. He have no idea what would happen after he left. But as soon as he left his house, during the night, God appeared to him. So to him, it must be a very beautiful experience. After a long while, and he returned.
如果我们内心里面能够以要实现神的应许为我们的一种心智,
if in our mind we are determined to accomplish the will of God,
我想有时候会有许多的话,
Maybe sometimes there are a lot of sayings or there are a lot of words which might not be true. Maybe because of these words that we hear, we dare not accomplish the will of God. Because through our action, it will bring us great pain. Others will talk badly or negatively about you. But in your mind, you know that you have got to do something, that you need to do something that you have to do. Everyone will have a child, will have a wife, a husband, or children. That doesn't mean that only those who suffer can enter the kingdom of God. Right? Now, maybe you will suffer 1%. Maybe 1% of the people of people will suffer. For the rest of 99%, they will just baptize, come to service, and they will enter the kingdom of God. So to enter the kingdom of God is not necessary that we may have to suffer. So why do we need to choose the path of suffering? You can choose not to accept this. I think for myself, if I can, I would choose not to. As long as I can enter the kingdom of God. Maybe I will leave the greater blessings for others. I have been a preacher for a long time. I have a strange feeling after this long time. If you want to do a difficult task, people will say that, oh, I will pray for you because it will cause great blessing. If you turn around and say, oh, I'll give the blessings to you, I will pray instead. Then they will say, oh, I'm not going. They say, no, I will let the great blessings be upon you, I'll just pray for you. But at the end, both will be saved. So why should you be the one who walk at the front? Why? Because you want to be number one? Because at the front, the wind will blow at you? If you just simply follow, maybe the wind will not blow upon you. Those who walk at front. When the rain comes. For example, if you are riding a motorbicycle. While you are riding a motorcycle, the pain caused by the raindrops is actually quite comfortable. Right? But the one riding at the back would not have that feeling. So although you are at front, and it could be painful, but it actually could be good fun. As long as in your mind you have this determination, I am going to accomplish the will that God has, the task which God has entrusted me. And it really doesn't matter whatever people say thereafter. Because there was a very ordinary person also experienced such pain. Let's look at the book of Luke. The book of Luke.
这个人一开始听说是做头发的，理发师啊，做头发的。
In the beginning, he is a hairdresser.
听说了。
Allegedly.
我 读过这本书，但是不晓得是真的假的。
I have read about his story, but I don't know whether it's true or not.
这个人叫做玛丽亚。
She is called a Mary.
是一个很普通的人。
Very ordinary person.
跟你们一模一样的普通人。
As ordinary as you yourself.
有一天呢，天使向他显现。
One day, angel appeared to her.
说你是大门福气的了。
He said that you are a blessed person.
在路加福音的第一章啊。
That's in Luke chapter 1.
第一章28节。
Chapter 1 verse 28.
天使进去对他说：“大蒙恩眷的女子啊，我问你平安。”
And so, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you."
主和你同在了。
Now the Lord is with you.
玛利亚吓了一跳。
Mary was shocked.
其实我个人是这么想啊。
And to me, I think like this.
按照我们今天的这种情形。
According to today's circumstances.
神是不是第一个就去选亚伯拉罕？这个我不知道。
I don't know whether God choose Abraham as would be his God's first choice.
说不定在亚伯拉罕之前，神曾经去找过别人，别人都不要。
Maybe it's possible that you know God have called upon someone else before Abraham, but they rejected God.
耶稣基督不是举个例子吗？
Did Jesus not give us an example?
天国筵席哈。
The feast of the kingdom of God.
本来请的人都不来了。
All those originally invited guests refused to attend.
因为他们有很多的原因。
Because they have a lot of excuses.
到最后只好去外面抓，随便抓几个人进来。
So at the end, the master would just simply invite anyone to come in.
去抓那些愿意来的人。
To invite those to allow those who are willing to come.
是我在猜，说不定神曾经去找过别人。
So to me, I would say probably God might have invited someone else.
因为但是神提的条件太苛刻了。
But because the conditions laid down by God might be too harsh.
因为神要亚伯拉罕这个人要离开本地本族父家。
Because God demanded Abraham to leave his country, his land, and his father's house.
然后到一个他所不知道的地方去。
And to go to a place where he has no idea where.
这个不是每个都可以接受。
This is not something which everyone can accept.
找到亚伯拉罕。
So maybe God has been finding different people, and then eventually he found Abraham.
玛利亚也可能是这样。
Maybe Mary is the same.
不是每个人那么喜欢当玛利亚。
Not everyone wants to be a Mary today.
我们来看她。
Let's look at her.
所以当神天使向她显现的时候
，When the angels appeared to her,
她听到这句话，她觉得很惊慌。
She was quite troubled by what the angel said.
她是什么意思啊？到底是什么意思？
What does it mean?
三十节。
Verse 30.
天使对玛利亚说：“不要怕。”
The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid."
你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
For you have found favor with God.
一开始就说你已经主跟你同在了。
In the beginning, he says, "The Lord is with you."
二十八节说你是大蒙恩的女子。
Verse 28, it says that blessed are you among women.
然后又说你是个蒙恩的人。
And then it says that you have found favor with God.
为什么蒙恩呢
？How?
三十一节。
Why? How come that he's highly favored?
你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
You are going to bring forth a son, and shall call him his name Jesus.
他要成为大，要成为至高者的儿子。主神要将他主大卫的位置给他。
He will be great and will be called the son of the highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
玛利亚第一个反应是什么
？What's the first reaction of Mary?
我没有出嫁。
I'm not married.
他不是说我没有出嫁，不可能有这个小孩。
He's not saying that because I'm not married. She's not saying that because I'm not married, I cannot have a child.
而是说我如果没有出嫁有这个小孩，那就不是很糟糕。
She is saying that you know if the child is born to an unmarried woman, then the child would face a lot of problems.
你叫我怎么在这个地方生活
？Now how can you how can then I continue to live in this land?
所以虽然面对这么大的恩典
，although faced with such blessings,
福气这么的大。
Such grace of God.
他第一个反应是，那我怎么办？
The first reaction is, what am I going to do?
我还没有出嫁。
I'm not yet married.
怎么这个事情呢？
How can this happen?
天使就说，圣灵要降临在你身上了。
The angel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
讲了很多的话。
And told her a lot of things.
到三十八节。
Until verse 38.
玛利亚就说了。
Then Mary said,
我是主的使女。
Behold, the maid servant of the Lord.
我情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Let it be to me according to your word.
这个答应让他受很多痛。
Now this promise caused a lot of pain for her.
一直到今天。
Until today.
多少人相信玛利亚没有出家就怀孕？
Many people believe that before she got married, she became pregnant.
有多少人相信？
How many people believe that?
有多少人相信她是圣灵怀孕？
How many people actually believe that she was conceived through the Holy Spirit?
包括在基督教里面，
including in Christendom.
所以当时你如果去看差不多同时代的书，
so if you read the books, the contemporary writings of Mary,
我们现在都是看使徒写的书了，
We are now reading the books written by the apostles, right?
但是当时也有反对耶稣的一派人啊。
But there are also people who opposed Jesus at that time.
他们必然也写了很多的书。
They would have written a lot of books as well.
在攻击耶稣。
To attack Jesus.
当然也要攻击他的父母了。
To attack his parents.
不是吗？
Right?
所以我才知道说他是做头发的。
So that's why I know that it has been written that Mary is was a hairdresser.
所以你看当时人一听说耶稣的父母是谁，就离开他了。
And so that's why, you know, when people heard of Jesus' parents, knew of Jesus' parents, that the people would leave Jesus alone.
因为当时玛利亚做一件非常不被容许的事情。
Because Mary has committed something which was extremely taboo.
这个玛利亚知道。
Mary knew that.
她如果接受这个任务的话，
if she accepted this task or mission,
她的生活不会相当的平静。
She will no longer be able to lead a peaceful life.
这个故事我们也知道。
And we know the story.
所以有一天，她的未婚夫约瑟。
So one day, her fiance, Joseph.
约瑟有一天问她。
Ask her.
说玛利亚。
Mary.
你怎么了？
What happened?
你诚实告诉我。
Please tell me truthfully.
我不是坏人。
No, I'm not a bad man.
你告诉我。
Just tell me.
我们有事情好解决。
So that we can sort this out.
你怎么怀孕的？
How come you become pregnant?
跟谁？
Who's the man?
圣灵来
了。Oh, through the Holy Spirit.
你在讲什么？
What are you saying?
我再问你一次。
I ask you again.
再给你一次机会。
I give you another chance.
你是跟谁？
Who's the guy?
有一天天使告诉我。
One day angel appeared to me.
说我会圣灵来
了。I will conceive through the Holy Spirit.
耶稣说，算了。
And Joseph said, forget it.
他是一个义人。
Now he was a righteous man. He just doesn't want to argue anymore. But I'm sure that his heart melted. That's what the Bible says. Joseph wanted to divorce her then. Even Joseph refused to believe her. Of course, Mary would have understood all this. A man who loved her so much. Right at the moment that she is going to accomplish the will of God, he refused to believe in her. And he doubted her so much. And then suddenly he became very cold to her. We all sisters. May all this experience never come upon any of our sisters. That you are being deserted by someone whom you love. While they are doubting something which they should never have doubted. It is very painful. And so sometimes you say God is so strange. Talk about it, why don't you tell both of them? Why did you just talk to Mary and not to Mary and Joseph? When Joseph asked about it, why didn't God say it? It's me. God said nothing.
一直到约瑟说要休他了。
Until the day that Joseph decided to divorce her.
这两个人心痛痛。
And both of them suffered.
那时候神才说是我。
At that time, God appeared and said, it's me.
总是这样，我也不知道为什么。
It's always like that, and I don't know why.
很多事情我不知道。
So there are so many things that I don't know.
但我只知道说往前走就对了。
But all I know is just walk forward. Don't care about it.
人家怎么讲，让他去讲。
Whatever people want to say, just let them say it.
只要你知道说你正在完成神走托付你的工作。
As long as you fully realize that you are now accomplishing what God has entrusted you.
所以玛利亚最后接受这句话。
So at the end, Mary accepted what she was told.
一章的三十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 38.
玛利亚说。
Mary said.
其实她经过很深的挣扎。
Because there must be a great struggle in her heart.
她也不是那么笨，不知道结果会怎么样。
She was not very stupid, not to know what would have happened to her.
但她还是接受。
But Nonetheless, she accepted it.
她说我是主的使女。
She said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord."
愿你的话成就在我的身上。
Now, let it be to me according to your word.
天使就离开。
The angel departed.
这个不简单。
This is not simple at all.
当你知道你做这个事情，你会带给你很多的困难。
When you know that whatever you do will bring you great difficulties or troubles, there will be a lot of people mocking you, blaspheming you. This is not a necessary step if you want to go to heaven. But when we think about it, if everyone refused this, then how could salvation be accomplished? If everyone only wants to go to heaven, but none want or are willing to walk the most difficult path, then how could the path be opened? So Mary had been contemplating about God. How could she accept this? After struggling in her heart, what caused her to accept this? What was she thinking of? I think in verse 46 it tells us very clearly. Verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." My soul magnifies the Lord.
我的灵呢，以我的神为我的喜乐。
And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior.
所以她接受下。
So she accepted it.
让她内心尊神为大。
Because in her heart she magnifies the Lord.
她知道人有许多的话。
She knew that there would be a lot of sayings,
会带给她许多的痛苦。
Which will bring her a lot of pain.
可能甚至包括约瑟。
哎。This would include Joseph as well. The dream of a young girl would have vanished. She would never be able to explain what had happened for the rest of her life. But she magnifies the Lord in her soul. Not only did she magnify the Lord and accept this, and she accepted this with great joy.
所以你若从玛利亚这个第一天开始，
so from the first day on,
来想他一直到耶稣最后一天他在十字架下。
When we think about Mary until the day Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他看着三十几年前曾经听过天使讲话的这个人被钉在十字架上。
She realized that the person whom the angel prophesied 30 odd years ago is now being nailed on the cross.
看着他自己的孩子被钉死，
and also her own son now being nailed on the cross.
这个可能是一件很痛苦的事情。
It is indeed a very painful thing.
但她全部接受下来。
But nonetheless, she accepted it all.
所以这个人不简单。
So this is, she is not a simple person.
虽然是一个很平凡的女孩子。
Although it seems that she is a very ordinary girl.
但是因为她内心有两个原则。
But because in her mind she has two great principles.
我心尊主伟大。
My soul magnifies the Lord.
第二个。
Secondly.
凡是他交给我的，我都以为乐。
Whatever is entrusted upon me, I rejoice in God.
好，我们讲祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
那我们就，因为我生病了。
Because I'm not too well.
那我们剩下一个传道。
We only have one preacher.
我不晓得徐可以按手吗？那个。天球兄，要不要按手？那我们就跪在这个地方啊。
So we remain at where we are.
让我们在神面前来思想我们自己就好。
Let us just contemplate God in our
seat. 就像早上所说的。
Just as what we said this morning.
求神让我们没有诡诈的心。
We pray that the Lord will give us a heart without deceit.
那现在求神让我们能够有尊他伟大的心。
And now we pray that the Lord will give us a heart to magnify him. And that we will consider every task that he entrusts upon us as a joy. If necessary, Preacher Chin can also lay hands where you are.
如果他要感动的话,
if he is moved in a certain way,
那我应该是不会动的。
But I will remain.
我就先祷告。
So, kneel down, pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。